I just stood there with fists clenched, face contorted, weeping uncontrollably. It occurred to me that my sobs might be the last sound I would ever hear before the blast would end my agony. Why, dear God, don't you send someone to help me? After what seemed like an eternity, I heard the solitary voice of Danny. Thank God he's come for me, I thought. Well, not entirely. Seeming as calm as everyone else was out of control, Danny had primarily come to say he had seen the child. It was a girl. Depression hit me like two anvils, crashing heavily on my shoulders. Simultaneously, my awareness of the panicked movement of frantic people upstairs returned. Like them, we should have dashed from the VA building, but we didn't. Danny wouldn't leave his mother, and his mother was tired of running. Physically depleted and emotionally despondent, I felt the reassuring strength of Danny's arms during our slow and deliberate walk back to the children's hospital. Who knew what awaited us there? Maybe, just maybe, it would be the broken but live bodies of Chase and Colton. If so, I could gratefully spend the rest of my life nursing them back to health. Once inside the hospital, we walked to where Edie and Glenn were sitting. Danny stood silently for what seemed to be a very long time. Finally, he turned me around to face him. When our eyes met, he simply said, "Mom, I will find the boys, I promise." I knew Danny meant what he said, and I felt a sense of comfort in his good intentions. Yet I felt no peace at all. We continued our vigil inside the assigned waiting area at the children's hospital. I had often read that stressful situations give occasion for human bonding, and I found this to be true among the hopeful, praying families as we continued to wait. I was well acquainted with one of the families, as their son used to play with my grandbabies. I tentatively tried to comfort them, probably to no one's benefit. Then I mingled with another family and still another. I guess I felt a need to reach out. I wanted to touch people who needed touching, just as I did. Meanwhile, Danny continued to search for Chase and Colton. I'd eventually learned that he had gone straight to the Murrah building, which had become an especially busy place with recovery teams sifting through the rubble. Danny told us later that he had stepped onto the America's Kids Daycare Center playground, once a haven of glee that resonated with laughter. He found it grievously silent with limp bodies of dead children, organized in a row and covered with blankets. Most of the tiny corpses were disfigured.